Jai Ma. So the question is a very practical one. There is a question about why when we, as long as we are outside, in the outside world, we could remain more concentrated on the goal. And I'm not talking of outside world, those who are living for the usual money and all that. So we are not talking of that. But those who genuinely want to lead a spiritual life. But when they come here, they tend to get more distracted, more scattered. This question incidentally was asked to the mother. You'll find it in volume 10 or 11, one of them. I think it is 10. So the disciple asked, mother, why is it that in the hard condition of so outer life, we had greater aspiration? So, well, it is very simple. When you don't have water, you are surrounded by Coca-Cola all around. And you are looking for that authentic water which can appease your thirst, and you don't find it. You seek it with a great intensity. Here what happens, you have the pure water all around, so the thirst goes away. Here now what is it? You have to have the capacity to drink it. Thirst or no thirst, thrust upon you. So because it is a land of grace, there is a very interesting story about this tantric swami who came here, and he used to initiate some people. And people are all kinds, you know, foolish. So Mother and Shobhita never formally initiated. Okay, no drama, no show that I am initiating you through this special ceremony. They just did it without knowing, and people are on the path because they didn't need any of these things. So some people tried to take the tantric initiation. He used to do Shaktipat, one of the ways. And it just won't happen. So he said, I don't know why Shaktipat is not working. Because he thought, because it's the land of Shakti, it should work even more. So one of the disciples asked the mother. Mother, he says that he is unable to do this. Why? He says, he laughed and said, because here you are surrounded in the ocean of Shakti. You are bathing in that. It's like somebody who is swimming in the ocean, surrounded by the ocean. Suddenly he is asked, "Arey, get me a jug of water, get me a cup of water to pour over the head." You are surrounded by that ocean. Now, this ocean analogy is very true. On one side, because we are surrounded by the grace, aspiration seems very difficult, at times meaningless. You were aspiring nearness of the divine. Here is nearness of the divine. Quick contact at the samadhi. Isn't that true? You have to sit and meditate. Here, you go there. You don't do anything. You just do pranam at the samadhi. And it's a different experience which any amount of meditation, and all of us, I have been through this process. Nice meditations and all, but nothing which can compare with just sitting near the samadhi in the courtyard for just a short time. It's a very different quality altogether. So because of that, the aspiration, the joy of aspiration. See, what happens with aspiration? There is a joy. Joy in the seeking. So that's joy tend to become diminished. That's one part. Second, which we read other time, because this is the place of transformation. I mean, intense place. It's everywhere. But here the light is acting in an intense way. So all the difficulties come out like anything. There are people who have, they recount their experiences that when mother would look at them and how she would look, and suddenly some people would experience an excruciating pain in that region, and some people will feel there was a surgery and something which was very dark inside, which they are harboring and feeling natural about it, was taken away. Now this is also true outside. You have aspiration and you have the experience when you sit in meditation. But there are many portions of our nature which are not touched. Even if they are touched, they are like, it's like we don't become so conscious. We react in certain ways and we take it that well, this part of life. We don't even think there is a need to change. We read some time and we feel, oh yes, yes, this anger should not be there. Here you can't hide it because the pressure of truth is so great. It tends to come out. This can be very unnerving. Not all can go through this process or bear this process. Again, you need to have endurance, faith. So requirements here are very different. Because here the pressure is very intense. It brings out things. Third is, here there is almost a fear that grips certain people. Outside, and I'll tell you what this fear is ultimately. When you are outside, you have a certain kind of ego individuality. You are recognized from every side. Mr. So-and-so. Dr. So-and-so. And while you are enjoying all that, at the same time you are doing sadhana at home, you are meditating, or in the office you are, the center you are meditating. Here you are Mr. Nobody. Culture of the ashram is like that. You want to be somebody? And that's what people don't have. From the person at the gate, it just doesn't work here. You see, that, and even if you forget the experiences, here you are before that Agni Kund, where all this I am so and so seems so absurd. This fear of losing your individual identity, hard won, precious individuality, it's not nurtured and nourished. You will get hit from every side till you say, "Main bhaiya kuch nahi hoon." There was a person here, God bless him, very fine person with very good sense of humor. He was a major general in the army. And now he's of course gone on. For many years he was there. So he used to tell me, he said, "Kya batao? They keep calling me Major Major. Now Major is a very lower rank. Major General is very high. So why? Because people had this feeling that general means a general category. General is not considered." So he had a very good sense of humor. Bolte hai mujhe major sa bolte. So just imagine outside Major General and he's walking. He's very happy that I'm meditating, I'm in contact with Mother, he will tell all his experience. Oh, so nice. When I sit in meditation, Mother's grace. But still, there is a side thing. General Sa, what do you want? It's going on. Parallel life. Here, Major Saab. So Major Saab, baniyan mein ghoom rahe hain, pajama pehen ke. Nobody is bothered. Nobody is saluting you. Nobody is saying. So that's also true. Of course, this happens with those who have got some recognition. Those simple folks don't experience this problem. But many people, because you are no more anybody, you are yet just another child of the Divine Mother. It's very beautiful if you want to take up the yoga. This is the thing that should happen. But many people find it very difficult. You may be a retired judge, you may be a politician, you may be a big man, nothing. So this is the third reason, because here there is such a pressure, your individuality almost, the divine is swallowing it. You know that great vision on battlefield of Kurukshetra? Arjun ke bade dost the na Krishna ji. He was moving with Krishna, my friend, I love you and all that. There he is frightened because he sees Vishnu where he is swallowing all of them. What is he swallowing? He's swallowing all these artificial, false individualities and giving them a new birth. So here we get a new birth. So your old identity just vanishes. And it can be, people don't realize it. It takes time to understand it and even accept it. I know when I came, I have narrated this experience of working in marbling department, and suddenly some of my Air Force fellows came and they saw me suddenly and, "Oh, Pandey, what are you doing?" Some of them, "Sir, what are you doing? Vinko, what are you doing?" "Come, what you want?" They didn't know ki main sadi bech raha hoon. Last thing. Now, for a moment, I had a twitch inside. Something inside me like, I have to overcome this. This little feeling. Sadi bech raha hoon. They came and I started showing which one you would take. Till then they don't know what's my job description. So they thought that maybe the person, they knew that I have affiliation with the ashram, but they thought that probably, you know, the person is not there. That's why. He said, no, you called it person who is supposed to show us the saris. So I told them, I am the person supposed to show these saris. They were so embarrassed. My friend, they went away hurriedly. Okay, bye bye, we'll meet. Because they could not accept that here is this wing commander selling saris, telling cost, explaining, ma'am, this one is good. So here. But genuinely, that was the moment I remember, because you come back, I thought I've overcome all this. That okay, because it's one thing to theoretically overcome it. Quite another to practically overcome it. Theoretically you can say, but practically you are hit. And just that time, that moment, these fellows landed up. Who are not even devotees, who don't know anything. Pondicherry is a nice place, they meet me. And suddenly, slowly it melts away. So there are these reasons. Here the operations start. There you are praying that I want an entry. When you get the entry, then divine is not asking you, then aspiring an entry, then the aspiration will take a different route. Aspiration will grow higher, wider, and it's also true that when we are here surrounded by the grace, then literally infinity has opened its doors. So what do we aspire for? Here is the place where you can actually, you will end up aspiring for merger with the divine. Your aspiration will eventually, if you persist with it, then one day you end up aspiring, I want complete union with the divine. Nothing less than that can satisfy it. And here is the possibility. Not that one cannot do it outside. If one is sincere, one can do yoga anywhere. But here, that like to aspire, to find time, to lead this double track life. Luckily nowadays there are some centers and places where you can still do it. But earlier it was very difficult. So for these very reasons, this place is far more intense. People get distracted because they cannot endure the process. It can be very unnerving. If they cannot take it, then they, and many of these hidden things come out, maybe hidden attractions of the world, which outside were anyways getting satisfied. Here they are not satisfied. So suddenly your love for money, otherwise you were getting your pay, you were satisfied, or you were earning wherever you were doing. Suddenly, you know, that money, some people start craving for other things. But if you understand, this is a process of ye patit pavani sanstha hai. So, you know, patit pavan, the fallen, the, because it takes a cleansing process. Outside, desire is a way of life. And you just can't help it. Here when you come, you suddenly discover that, well, the desires will come and they have to be offered. It's a process. But when you are free in the real sense. So many outside world you can have the experiences. All of us have it. I have my own share. I'm sure everybody. Beautiful, high experiences, aspiration. But what happens here is unparalleled. You can't put it in any category. It's beyond aspiration. I would say that. Here it is opening, surrender. And a time comes when you end up saying, we read that message of the mother, very difficult to understand. Give up trying. Give up effort. Give up seeking. Say in all sincerity to the Lord, let thy will be done. You will reach that point when you will end up saying, let thy will be done, let thy will be done. And that's when the real fast track transformation takes place. Chema.